The COVID-19 pandemic has changed the way people live across countries, states, and counties. Kit Waters is a homeschool mother who lives in Miami with her husband Chuck and son Berkeley. Waters is recording a daily audio diary of what self-quarantine has been like for their family.
Self-quarantine diary, March 23rd, 2020. My name is Kit Waters. I am a homeschool mother. My son is Berkeley. He is 11 in seventh grade. We returned from Centennial, Colorado after delivering 14 puppies and 10 cats for our local animal rescue group, Miami Animal Alliance. We had signed up to do this transport months ago before anything had been known about COVID-19. Even though we stayed relatively isolated in Colorado, we came back to 2 weeks of self-quarantine. My husband, who works for a tribe here, contacted his chief, who advised him to just stay home until April 6th. Many people think that homeschoolers are isolated. That is not true. We haven't been able to see our friends in a couple of weeks. Our library closed last week, which is where we go to meet up with friends and do fun classes and online learning. Our internet connection is horrible, and our writer's workshop class meets at the library. That has been moved from meeting in person to doing online work. Both my husband and I, our fathers, are in the hospital. March 24th, 2020. Today was hard. My father-in-law had his surgery today, and while in recovery, they found a complication and took him back in. My husband led the family in prayer for him, but what he didn't say, what I know, is the deep sadness he felt for not being with his mother. Even if he wasn't quarantining, the hospital was only allowing one visitor. He worries about her driving, worries about her worrying and how that affects her blood sugar. He worries about her being alone. She is trying to make plans to see Berkeley, and we have to say no because we don't know if we have the virus and don't want to infect her if we do. Tomorrow, we will take advantage of our family being together because the best part of homeschooling is the relationship building. Writing and math skills are important, but if he doesn't know how to interact with others, then he will never be successful in life. He said to me this morning, "Mom, I just really need a good belly laugh." I think we all do. March 25th, 2020. I woke up at 6:30, and about 7 a.m. I decided everyone should start waking up too, in order to get back to normalcy. That was not a popular decision in the house. I don't like feeling helpless, and that is what I feel. I feel like I'm just waiting. I want to be more proactive. I want to get things done around this house. I want to get our schoolwork finished by the time that May ends, and I want a summer garden with vegetables. This morning, I received a call from my sister who lives in another state, and they are under a shelter in place. She's working from home, and she's feeling cagey as well. We talked about my father, who's alone in a hospital. No visitors because it's on lockdown. He is going to be discharged last week and moved into a nursing home. But when my brother went to the doors, they turned him away. Things had taken a turn for the worse for my father, so he's staying just a little bit longer. We're all just feeling a little bit anxious. Our county had the first confirmed case of COVID-19. Which means we are now under Governor Stitt's restrictions of closing all non-essential businesses. As for our schoolwork, today we did our poetry lessons and some geometry. V worked with me in the kitchen as we made lentil tacos, and we also read some of his assigned reading together. Mostly, we spent a lot of time with the pups, both inside and in our backyard. My son, who had wanted a really good, hard belly laugh, finally got it.
If you'd like to learn more about recording your own audio diary for KOSU Radio, text DIARY to 405-351-6059.